Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears live and coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, July the 2nd, 2021, 15 minutes past the hour. And as you know, the big 4th of July Independence holiday is coming up on Sunday, and we are joined by a man who has become like family to me over the last 10 years, so I will be spending part of this weekend with him at a celebration. He is one of the top talents in the world of radio broadcasting. When you talk about Walter Winchell and Jack Benny and all the pioneers, Art Linkletter of radio, his name goes right there, and he did it in an era that was long after these guys, but was still able to do it with the quality, the finesse, and the intelligence that they did it with. That's why he is a classic. In the radio business, they say, well, some songs are one-hit wonders, some songs are good for a minute, but a song that's good forever is a classic. And in the world of broadcasting, I don't know any broadcaster who's more of a classic than this man. You hear his voice every day doing my intro. It's a pleasure to visit. It's been a while on the air that we say hello to the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Ted, how are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. Boy, you are just the greatest intro segue people I've ever known, Scott. I love you very much, and how's WWGH family?
Oh, doing great, Ted. You know, 4th of July, what's it mean to you?
The 4th of July, outside of the independence celebrations that go along with the pilot, it's a very festive holiday, and I look forward to it each year, of course. Here in Columbus, they have the red, white, and blue. I don't know what the status is on that, but I'm looking forward to coming to Marion on Sunday, and I will be at the festivities. They're held, you say, Indian Lake, right?
Indian Lake tomorrow night over in Russell's Point.
Hey, now I'm looking forward to this whole weekend with my WWGH 107.1 FM family.
Now, Ted, what do you like most about the fireworks?
Well, I like to see them up in the air, nowhere on ground zero. No, I really do. I like them because I like to look at the people, especially children, in awe. And when they see those fireworks, you know, boom, and various sparkles or whatever, you know, expand over the skies, they just look like, wow, you know. What is that? They're shooting them off everywhere now, and I see that the highways are stacked with Ohio State Highway Patrolmen and the local, you know, they're looking for those drunk speeders. During, but what I look for most out of the holiday of July 4th, I look forward to barbecues, cookouts.
Absolutely, and we've got a big one coming up on Sunday. Mary Ellen Withrow's going to be there, and I believe...
Oh, my girl.
Yes, it's gonna be a blowout, the whole WWGH family, which, of course, you're a part of. You'll be there. It's going to be great Sunday afternoon.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. My palates, my taste buds are looking forward to it. A good old grilled hamburger, you know, nothing like that.
We'll have the fixings, hamburgers, hot dogs, potato chips, all kinds of desserts, all kinds of good stuff.
Yes, yes. Now, I've never been to Indian Lake. Is it a nice area?
It's a great area. There used to be an amusement park there, and there's a huge bridge that's lit up. A lot of people vacation there in the summer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, as a matter of fact, a friend of mine told me he has a little location. I don't know whether it's a cabin or whatever, but he says he goes there every year.
And there's a state park up there. On one side of Indian Lake, it's a state park, and on the other side is the little city where the amusement park used to be.
Okay, well, what happened to it? It just faded out?
Faded away as places like Cedar Point came in, but they've done such a good job of investing money in this area that they have all kind of remnants, like this bridge, which is an unbelievable sight. We'll have to get a picture of it tomorrow, all lit up at night. It really is a unique place.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. You know, Scott, you've introduced me to many people, many celebrities. I've had the pleasure of talking to Gallagher and Sam Donaldson and Kreskin and Mary Withrow, Mary Ellen Withrow, and you've had me with Governor
Strickland.
Strickland, I'm sorry. I'm going back to the 80s with Celeste. Yeah.
Well, we've been together a while.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. And, you know, I don't know if I've gotten a chance to tell you, but I cut a couple spots for Dave Chappelle, who's down in Yellow Springs, Ohio, and I will be introing him down. He's having a couple concerts, and he has a podcast himself. Speaking of which, I want all the WWGH to watch my podcast on RadioFreeNetwork.com. Go to Google, your Google Play Store, and download free, of course, RadioFreeNetwork.com. It starts tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's going to be really a treat for everybody to take a look at it.
Looks exciting, and I implore everybody to do that. It drops tomorrow, so check that out tomorrow. It's a great thing to do over the holiday weekend.
Yes, absolutely. It's the Golden Boy Show, starring yours truly, and there's a lot of fun and a lot of it'll grow as it gets gets going. I'll have interviews, celebrity interviews, like Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1. And I always feel welcome there. And I'm going to come to festivities this weekend. I look forward to seeing everybody Sunday out in Marion. I'm looking forward to that. And I'm also looking forward to seeing and meeting a lot of the people in Indian Lake.
Absolutely. So, Ted, you're going to do some intros for Dave Chappelle. That's great.
Yes, sir, I certainly am. I'm trying to get it, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dave Chappelle. But I did a few liners for him for his upcoming podcast. I forget what it's on. I want to say Liberty, but it's not. It's something else. But it's going to be exciting with Dave. And let's see, I've got, I'm going to interview, wait a minute, I've got a few people that I'm going to interview. I don't know the lineup right away, but I want you to know you have been a catalyst in my extension of my radio career, Scott. I love you. I love Angie. I love all the people that you've introduced me to. I love Terry. I love Sean. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys tomorrow. Now, the only thing I have a question of, are you getting me or am I going to try to employ a ride?
No, we will work it out. We'll work it out, Ted. I'll give you a call on the exact time of this.
Okay. Forward to seeing you tomorrow now. Don't leave me hanging.
Nope.
I'm ready to kick it with you. And then, of course, I'm going to, do some recordings for you.
Perfect. Ted, I will be in touch later on, and it all starts tomorrow.
It all starts tomorrow, and we look forward to seeing you at our great WWGH cookout on Sunday, beginning at 3, did you say?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock on Sunday. It's a cookout you don't want to miss for your holiday weekend.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you so much, Scott. Have a good one. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Golden Voice, Ted Williams. All right, Sean and Angie giving me weird looks here in the studio.
What's that?
Ted's great.
Yeah, no, I mean the echo. I kept going.
Well, he was on his cell phone.
Oh, okay.
No, you can hear the tractor pulls.
It's good he's got a podcast.
Yeah, I saw a previews of it.
Yeah, I'll watch it. I like Ted. You know what? I've been a fan of Ted's for many a year, and I will watch the podcast.
Yeah, I saw previews. Yeah.
Dave Chappelle, I'm glad he's getting this work. Good for him.
Who is Dave Chappelle, anyway?
A very famous comedian.
Oh, is that who it is?
Yeah.
Okay. I just didn't know who it was.
I'm telling you, there's going to be celebrities coming out of the woodwork this weekend.
All right.
Well, you don't see that? You don't see that?
That was like the
we're on radio, you know. You don't say, well, there's going to be stuff this weekend. Yawn. Well, wherever I am, People float.
Listen to him.
I bet Ted will have a ball over at the Indian Lake.
I've never been to Russell's Point. Well, I've been to Russell's Point, but I never got out and did everything. I never been to the bridge.
It could be a whole thing. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I got a good example for you.
Oh, go ahead.
How I told you the character sometimes can make somebody a star, how they weren't hired as a star, and how he was never a star afterwards.
Right.
Is Henry Winkler in Happy Days. He was not hired as a star, but his character became, Ron Howard was gracious enough to accept him both on the starring roles, but Ron Howard was the star of the show when they was hired.
That's true, and you know, there was a controversy on that show, and well, somebody says shooting off fireworks, I think buying the house here. Nobody's shooting at us that I know of, but you don't know.
We'll take cover.
Boy, that is...
It's right beside us.
Boy, that is loud.
Yeah.
Is somebody shooting them off right next door? Holy mackerel. Where is that coming from? Angie's going out to check here. Probably. Well, that's good. We send the girl out. We send the woman out. We're sitting in here. Boy, do you hear that over the radio? My goodness.
I didn't hear it, no.
Boy, that was loud. Sounded like we were in the... right next door. Yeah, I think that was going on next door.
But you know, Henry Winkler was in some movies afterwards, but he was never in anything starring.
No, but you know, they wanted to change the name of Happy Days once it started to Fonzie's Happy Days, because he was the breakout star. And Ron Howard said, because he was the star, he said, if you do this, I'll leave. So they did not do it. And I think that's interesting, because Henry Winkler, it did make him a star. But I think if Ron Howard wasn't in it, because once Ron Howard left, it did kind of go downhill.
Yeah, I think if he would have left, you know, it wouldn't have went on. But right. he was gracious enough to accept, instead of just quitting, you know, he was gracious enough to accept Henry Winkler as a star, too, and they worked together.
Well, and I think that's what happened in Golden Girls. I think Betty White and Rue McClanahan and Estelle Getty, they're stars. But when B. Arthur left after 7 years, it just went off.
Now, after Happy Days ended, you know, Henry Winkler was in some movies, but Ron Howard wasn't in too much, but he went a whole different direction career-wise. He had done the acting for years. He was now director.
That's true. That's a very good example. I thank you for giving that to us.
Yeah.
Thank you. That is true. But I don't know that Betty White ever broke out on a show. She was in them and she was good, but she never carried a show.
Yeah. Well, you know, she certainly is a good actor, though.
Oh, she's a great actress. She's won a ton of Emmys. She's very good. But she's just not... when she was put in the lead, for some reason, it never flew.
Well, I mean, not everybody is a star. Like a main star. You have to have certain people to make a movie work anyway. So.
B. Arthur was very strong.
Not everybody is a star.
Well, B. Arthur was strong. Like, you could not see...
Like, if I was in the movie, you was in the movie, I would be the star.
Well, and it would fail. And I wouldn't even read the script. Who would even read the script? You know, isn't it nice to take Ted over to Indian Lake and let him acquaint himself with the folks? You might get a place over there.
Where?
In Indian Lake.
Oh, you might
He's
move?
Never been.
You might move over there? Oh.
Well, I don't know. You never know.
Interview people on the bridge?
Listen, all I know is what I see.
I've never been to this bridge.
It's very nice. Oh. It's an exciting place, Indian Lake. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind pre-4th of July.
Up, I hear sirens.
Well, see, it's illegal to do what just happened. Somebody call the cops.
Maybe somebody blew their finger off.
Well, you know, I can't be responsible for that. See, you don't want that going on.
What?
What just happened?
What?
All that noise.
Well, I didn't any care for it. I like fireworks.
I walked outside, and there's this poor dog scared to death outside.
There you go.
Yeah, that's... See, people need to put their animals inside if they're going to let them off.
Yeah.
That's well, how did they know? Maybe they didn't let them off.
She said it was next door.
Well, was it the same people who let them off?
I don't know.
No, we don't know.
I mean, the dog is right next door.
Right, the dog, but who let the fireworks off?
Probably the next door neighbors.
On the other side?
No.
Same people?
Pretty close. It's in that area. It had to have been one of the...
See, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, why don't they warn they're going to let off the sirens, the tornado sirens, for animals? Because they were loud. Do you know the Marion never went off? I couldn't hear
it. The tornado siren?
Yesterday. I couldn't hear it in Marion at all.
I just heard my phone go off.
Yeah, my phone went off.
Are there fireworks still going on outside?
Yeah, people are lighting. Yeah, they're lighting them off all over.
All over the place.
Well, what is this?
All over.
I like it.
It's illegal.
I think it's great. Matter of fact, I think next year, Andrew, I'll probably let them off my backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then, hey, good. Then you can become a shop teacher. Because you only have about 3 fingers left. Think of all the mittens you'll be able to get rid of.
We can go to the fireworks store and get fireworks.
Yeah. I always wanted to do that. You can come over?
Well, why don't I just come over the next day for the funeral?
You gotta have fun.
That is not fun to me, watching somebody kill themselves.
No. I mean, you just let them off. You just light them off with a lighter.
Oh, jeez. You can't even light a s'more, right? All of a sudden, you're going to light fireworks? And bottle rockets?
No, I mean, I'll get the good kind, too. There's one.
Didn't you have a heart attack this year? Aren't you a cardiac patient?
Doesn't mean I can't let off fireworks.
They don't allow big cardiac patients to light off fireworks.
What?
Because they could have a heart attack and drop dead.
By lighting off fireworks?
Yes, if you have high blood pressure, they will not certify you as a pyrotechnic.
They don't have to.
I understand that.
I'm going to go to the fireworks joint.
You want me to reserve your room in the hospital now? Why don't you tell me what time you're going to light them off, and 10 minutes after that, I'll reserve the ambulance.
I'm going to have a grand finale.
Your life? True or false, you can't have, heart patients out there lighting fireworks off. You have to go see the cardiologist first.
Why?
It scares people.
It don't scare me.
Well, it will.
It doesn't scare me. For years, I live in a city, and I live on a highway. I hear cars crash and everything else left and right.
It's different to be in a car that's crashing or hear a car that's crashing.
No, I mean, the other night was a big loud bang, you know, because I live on Williamsport Road. Somebody ran right into the telephone pole. Mm. They're right in front of my house.
Well, I could hear. Big deal.
It didn't scare me.
Why would that scare you? You're not in it.
I already hit. No, you said it would scare me if it.
If you were hit the telephone pole, that wouldn't be good.
No, I'm talking about like fireworks. It doesn't bother me.
Well, no, hearing them wouldn't bother you.
No.
But I'm saying lighting them off is a different story.
Why? I don't understand it.
I can watch somebody drink all night, but if I drink all night, it might have a different effect.
No, I don't understand. By me lighting it, will give me a heart attack. I don't understand.
Because sometimes something goes wrong and your reflexes are not sharp and you're dead.
What?
This ain't putting ketchup on a hot dog. This is lighting a bottle rocket off.
You act like I used to light fireworks back in the days.
And what days was this?
Back in the, my younger days.
What was your weight at that particular time?
Jeez. No, seriously.
I'm just telling. You know, you can do it. There you go.
There you go.
Right there.
See?
Right there. Somebody lost a finger.
Whole hand.
Yeah.
Whole hand.
Whole thing. And don't come crying to me.
See, I don't know why we have restrictions and all that. They just let them do it. It's fun. It's the time of the year. We gotta have fun.
Should we lift the drunk driving rules on these holidays and say, well, people are gonna drink and drive? Let them.
Oh.
Does anybody understand any of this?
No, I mean, what's wrong? I mean, yeah, I know it's a hazard because you can catch a house on fire or whatever.
What if you shoot one through my window? See, that's a problem, too.
I know. I understand why they have the rules, but because some people, well, you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. That's what it is. There's always a bad rat out in the world.
Why do they get extra support for...
Oh, that bridge. Okay, I've never been on.
Yeah, so how come they get extra support? Hello.
Yeah, I was...
We're doing a show here.
Well, I was looking at the bridge. We talked about the bridge earlier.
I understand that.
Thank you. Well, no, I was looking at the bridge.
You are so unprofessional.
What?
We're doing a show.
Well, I was looking
people
at the bridge.
But people don't know that you're looking.
Oh, folks, I was looking at the bridge over in Russell Point.
I showed him a picture. Yeah. I was showing him a picture.
Hey, yay, yay. Yeah. Well, tune in tomorrow. It'll okay. be me.
Who knows who it'll be?
We don't know who the rest. You know, I don't count on anybody, but at this point, there could be a whole menagerie of people over at Russell's Point tomorrow.
I guess
night.
I could have a heart, another heart attack. I won't be going. What are you talking?
Are you lighting off fireworks over there? I didn't know you could be lighting them off.
I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I like letting them off. They were fun back in the days. You know, you take a lighter.
I'm talking about real fireworks.
I had real. What do you think of a fake?
So you were illegal? You were doing something illegal?
They used to go up in the air.
Well, see, I don't...
Nothing like the Coliseum does, but...
Well, I'm talking about the illegal ones.
You're talking about the Coliseum, but...
The ones that are illegal.
I don't know if you can get those too often, can you?
You can buy anything in Ohio.
Yeah.
Not those... I don't think you can get the ones like the we laid off here at the Coliseum. You have to have a license for those.
No. You can buy anything in Ohio, you just can't light them off. That's why there's a controversy right
really?
Now.
Really? Well, what can I get them at? Let's go get them.
Moringo.
Hey,
Moringo?
It's illegal, you know.
Huh?
It is illegal.
Well, I mean, people's let them off now. Now, how's the fairgrounds?
Is it because somebody else does it?
How's the fairgrounds get away with it? It's illegal.
They have a pyrotechnic.
Well, I'll get my pyrotechnic license.
You wouldn't pass the physical.
Well, how do you know? Did you see his eyes?
Listen, you know what? If you're going to keep throwing those fastball pitches, I'm going to keep knocking them out of the park.
But you don't have to take a...
Yes, you do.
Why?
Because that's considered a job you don't want somebody to fall over dead while they're doing.
Well, anybody can be... Any healthy person can fall over dead.
I'm telling you, there are certain jobs like...
I mean, right now, you could be talking to us right now and kill over.
I don't know. I've seen all my doctors, and they seem to think I'm in good shape.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you...
Well, it certainly does.
Your doctor could admit something, right, Angie?
That's right.
Well, if I die, I die. I'm not lighting fireworks off.
I mean, you know, it's... Nobody's 100% not going to die.
Well, I don't know about that.
No.
I had a dead person on the air today with me.
I know. Old President Harding.
Yes.
Came back from the grave.
Yeah, he's at least 140 or 50 now.
Did you talk about his affairs?
What's your favorite holiday song?
For what? You mean for
Christmas? What do you think I'm talking about?
Fourth of July.
You have to speed up.
Fourth of July?
For what?
God Bless the USA.
We'll sing a little bit of it.
I don't know.
You can sing two lines.
Lee Greenwood. Yeah, Lee Greenwood.
I don't care for that song.
When I used to work at Cedar Point, mm-hmm. they used to play that all every mm-hmm. day.
Yeah, it's not my thing.
They always play it at the fair.
Yeah. All right, give me a little bit of it.
Oh, I don't know it. I just
it's
like
your favorite,
it.
You said.
It's my favorite, but I don't know the word. I like listening to it. Something about, I mean, it's a long song.
I just, you know.
You sing it. You better sing it.
Why don't you like it?
Well, there's something about
it. It's a teary-eye song, because it's... Maybe you feel emotion.
Not really.
Maybe.
No.
Yeah, why don't you like it?
Why don't I like it?
Yeah.
There's something about it I don't like.
Something about... How's it go, Angie?
Oh, I had it up on my phone earlier.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
It's like it tells you different states. You know, go back to different states and all that. But I can't remember how it all goes.
That's just not my thing.
But at Cedar Point, they played it all the time with fireworks.
What's your favorite holiday 4th of July song? Well, there's a sirens.
God Bless the USA.
Yeah.
Okay. Like well, there's the ambulance.
So what's your favorite
God
song?
Bless the fireworks.
So what's your favorite song?
The House I Live In.
Never heard of it.
Oh, of course not.
What is that?
It's a best patriotic song there ever was.
Never heard of it.
Well, I bet you're not very patriotic.
You are oldie.
Old? Well, it's new. It's newer than Lee Greenwood.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
What planet do you live on?
Who sings it? Who's the singer?
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, that is older than... That's older than Lee Greenwood.
Lee Greenwood's long dead.
No, he's not dead.
Oh, his career died.
Frank Sinatra's been dead. Now, who's that man he kissed on television? Remember that he kissed... Who was that?
Who are you talking about?
Remember the two...
Frank Sinatra didn't kiss a man?
Yes, he did on television. I think it was Johnny Carson.
You confuse people.
Who was
I'm
that?
I'm sure Frank Sinatra was in the mob.
He was.
If you would have said that while he was alive, you'd be floating out in the river somewhere. You'd be floating in Russell's Point.
What's that song again?
The House I Live In.
I never heard of that.
No, we'll have to listen to it.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
It's a real patriotic song because it doesn't mention the flag. It doesn't mention...
That's not good. The 4th of July, you're supposed to mention the flag.
That's what everybody does.
What are you?
That's what everybody does. You know where most of the American flags are made? China.
Mine was made in U.S.
No, China.
Mine says USA on mine.
Well, that's you know who put it there? A Chinese man.
I got mine on uncommonusa.com.
Isn't that a problem that the most American flags are manufactured in China?
I think just about it. Well, I don't know terrorists now. I think most of the stuff ain't coming from China right now.
What's that have to do with terrorists?
No, not terrorists.
Did you say tariffs?
Yes, tariffs.
I'm sorry.
You said tariffs.
I don't have a English... You know, listen.
What?
Through the headphones, sometimes your lisp kicks in, and I can't understand what you're saying.
Is that right?
Say that again.
Tariffs.
Doesn't that sound like terrorist?
No.
Listening audience, can you understand? Okay, well, I thought you said... I just thought you said terrorist. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, okay.
Gee whiz.
Anywho.
I didn't understand.
They have to pay that now, so it's not really...
No, they don't. That all got straightened out.
Finally?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we should charge them, but...
You wouldn't have any American flags.
Yes, it wouldn't be. I was made in the USA, proudly made.
What do you make of that, Angie, that American flags come from China?
Right, that's a little sad.
You think if we could make one thing here in America, it'd be the flag?
Well, what about the National Anthem? I like that song, too.
Well, we need Betsy Ross back to make all the flags.
Oh, that was a big drama.
Yeah.
I said Betsy Ross was making an omelet, and I was sexist. That's what they said.
Is that right on the air?
No, I typed it, but I don't believe that it's sexist to say that Betsy Ross made an omelet.
Maybe she did one day.
Well, that's right. That's what I said.
Yeah, I'm sure she probably made an omelet and eggs one day. I don't know.
Especially back in that day.
Yeah.
I mean, women did more of
right.
that back yeah. then.
I didn't
they,
say
they
today.
Were a lot one day.
I would make an omelet for Ben Franklin.
Now women are out and about, which is great. You know, now we have women that are breadwinners now, which is great. I think it's great.
I'd make you guys breakfast if I didn't have to work.
Yeah, what is up with this breakfast that you get every morning I see on Facebook? Eggs, bacon.
That's how that all came about?
Is that what it was? No, okay. That's where it started?
All I'm saying is I don't think there was anything wrong with that.
What?
Hey, Bill Cosby's out of the clink. He'll be performing soon.
He's not going to be performing. I
will put my hand... Listen, I know he will be. I'll bet anybody any amount of money. I know this man.
This guy has insides.
He will be, and I tell you what he'll do.
He's friends with his attorney.
He'll be speaking.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He'll be speaking about this, about being wrongfully imprisoned, and he will also be doing his comedy act again.
Now, will they have to restore all his career now, somehow?
Well, no. I mean,
they have to give all his awards back, right?
No, not really.
They took his awards away?
Yeah, they took
some of them.
They took his... Now, they have to replay his television shows.
But the thing, though, not really.
No?
No, it's the network's decision.
Well, that's not right.
But we don't know if he did it or not. We just know that he was inappropriately...
Yeah.
Well, but he was inappropriately tried.
Yeah.
Which is what I always said. I don't know if Bill Cosby's guilty or not, but I always said he should have never went to prison because I don't know how you pay somebody an amount of money for not going to prison, and you sign documents, and then they use that against you.
Yeah.
How can you do that?
It was a weird case. That's probably why the Supreme Court overturned it.
That is why they said they overturned it.
I wonder why it took 3 years, though.
Takes a long time for those cases to get there. That is sad. I mean, regardless of whether he did it or not, that he spent 3 years in prison for a crime that apparently, according to the Supreme Court, he should not have even been tried for.
Now, is there a lawsuit for him to...
He should.
That's what I was thinking, since it was not fully... I don't know. I mean, if he did do it, he has to answer to God. Everybody knows.
Right, if he did it, he's a horrible guy, but we just don't know. But should he have been imprisoned? No.
I mean, why would all those women come forward, though? That's what's weird.
Well, he might have, and that's why he'll never get as big as he was. It's always going to be a tarnish on him. But should he have went to prison? No, obviously. The Supreme Court says no.
No, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works. I mean, I guess if you, that's considered, you know, what he did is considered a bad thing.
Well, this is what I
did do it.
Well, of course, but this is what I've always said. You, even going to prison, innocent people sometimes go to prison.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes the justice system is, they miss stuff. They miss stuff.
I think if
even
it wasn't,
the DNA stuff, it doesn't. I mean, of course, it was a long time ago. They didn't have that kind of technology.
But the problem here was, listen, and I'm not saying it's right to do if he did it, but why did that woman take money for it?
A bribe, I guess.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the Supreme Court didn't say he wasn't guilty.
No, they just said the way they tried him was inappropriate.
See, he actually admitted to it, but they give him immunity from prosecution.
Because she took the money.
Well, they was trying another case or something, and they gave him immunity, and he actually admitted to it, but according to the prosecutor, he was not going to be charged or convicted of anything. Well, then later on, when there was trial years later, they used his confession that he did it against him and convicted him.
Right. Which,
but he was told he wasn't going to be prosecuted. You know, he had immunity to it. That's why the Supreme Court let him out. Not because.
But I don't think he admitted to raping them. I think he admitted to putting something in their drink.
Yes, I don't think he committed to maybe raping them. But
right, and putting something in somebody's drink is not a crime.
It's not?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
You can't drug somebody.
Well, but I don't know.
Consent.
Well, but I think he said that they consented.
Well, that might be, but, you know, that's a, that's the only reason why the Supreme Court let him out.
What did he say he put in their drink? I mean, it wasn't.
The day
Quaaludes was the thing back in that, yeah, in that day.
Drug.
I
well,
think
I guess
he's guilty as hell, but.
Well, I don't know. See, doesn't he still say he's innocent?
Well, I think so, but I think he's guilty. That was a thing back in the day that people did a lot, but, you know, it's not right, but.
Well, regardless, she should not have taken the money and said that there would not be a prosecution if that's what the, I don't even know how that happens.
I don't think it was the same girl that was the case back years ago. It was just when he admitted to it that he was not going to be prosecuted for admitting to having done it.
Well, what was the purpose then if they told him they weren't going to prosecute him? Why would he admit to doing it?
I don't understand it. I don't.
I just say, I don't think he admitted to raping them. I think he admitted to putting something in their drink, but I think he always said it was consensual.
Yeah, I think he admitted to putting something in the drink. I don't know if it was consensual or not, but I don't think he admitted to raping them, but. You can't put something in somebody's drink without them.
Right, but I think he said that they did. I mean, you know, regardless, it's not good. But, you know, there is a problem if you tell somebody. He probably would have never said that had he not had this agreement.
Yeah.
So they took away his rights, which I don't even know how you do that.
Yeah, they, you know, made an agreement with him years ago and then, you know, changed it later. And, you know, that was wrong.
Right. Well, hey, thanks for the clarification.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Well, that is, you know, I don't know. I just don't know.
Don't know what?
Well, you shouldn't put anything in anybody's drink and you shouldn't rape anybody, clearly. But I don't know
you
what
just
he
said it was okay to put something in somebody's drink.
I said what he admitted to. First of all, I don't think they'd send you to prison for putting something in somebody's drink if you didn't do something. I don't think it's. I don't. No,
why
I don't.
Why would you spike anybody's drink at all?
I have never spiked anybody's drink. I'm just saying.
You said it was okay.
But don't you think, though, that intentions of putting something in somebody's drink. I mean.
Okay, let's say this. Let's say you are out and you put something in somebody's drink and they pass out. And you go home. okay? Do you think anybody's going to call the police?
They should, if you know about it.
And say what?
That person spiked that person's drink.
Okay, and they're going to say, okay, tell me what happened.
I mean, see, that's what happens with these college days.
Right, well, if you do, the crime is rape.
Well, the crime is putting something in somebody's drink, too.
Well, what is that?
Because you're not supposed to be messing with anybody else's property.
No, you should not. No, but it's not. You will not be a registered sex offender. Let's put it that way. There's a difference.
Well, yeah, because if you don't touch them. But how does the other person know if they're passed out, if you spiked their drink? They don't really know.
Well, apparently these women did.
How would you know what he did to them if they were not with it?
Well, that's a question I have. If that's the truth, if you spike somebody's drink and you don't know what happens, then how do all these women claim that he raped them? They shouldn't remember anything.
60 women.
Right. And so did he just spike their drink, or did he do more?
I don't know. I never had a prelude or anything, what it's called.
Quaalude.
Oh, Quaalude.
I just don't. It's not okay to spike somebody's drink, but I don't think it's a. I don't think it's a criminal offense. I don't know. Well, I don't spike anybody's drink. Do what you want.
Ask the sheriff that question. I just think though,
if you're putting something in somebody's drink, you have intentions to do something bad.
Yeah. Why else would you do it?
Right.
I don't know.
I guess you shut them up if they're talking a lot.
Oh, people spike punch at frat parties all the time, and people don't know that there's alcohol in there.
Well, I mean, I think this is probably a little bit more than alcohol, but...
Yeah, they're talking about, like, maybe, like, drugs or something they put in it.
Well, I don't know what they do at college parties now.
Well, I don't know what they do either. Well, apparently they do this haze, whatever it's called. What do they call that?
The hazing?
Yeah, hazing. Whatever that is. What is that? I guess it's...
I'm just saying, the problem here is, why would Bill Cosby do this?
I don't know. I guess you know what? He's out now. You should interview him.
Well, I might. I'm friends with him. Yeah. Well, I'm not really friends with him. I'm friends with his attorney.
Yeah.
I've talked to him since then.
And what'd he say?
He's resting.
I saw him in the news the other day. He's walking around. And
he looks good.
He went out to eat, had pizza, whatever it was.
Well, he looks good. He'll be back on stage, I guarantee you. Bill Cosby...
Well, he wasn't in a hard prison life.
He was in a maximum security prison.
Yeah, but
prison.
He had his own cell, and he was in protective custody. Just like Martha Stewart and everything was. She wasn't...
Martha Stewart was not in a full...
She had her own bathroom and everything.
In any event...
She put her makeup on every day. She talked...
The point is, we cannot... Can do this to people. We cannot send people to prison. You know, we can't lie to them to get confessions.
I mean, yeah, I mean, the justice system is broken. Absolutely, I agree. We need to fix the justice system.
But you can't be spiking somebody's drink either. I don't know why.
Why he did it? I have no idea. You'll have to ask him that. See what he tells you.
But I wonder what, like, all the women were doing.
Yeah, why are they in the hotel room with him anyway? He's a married man.
Apparently he said he was talking to him about business. Is that what they said?
I don't know.
I think that was one of the things, right? He brought him up there to talk about the show.
Were any of these women on the show? Isn't that also an interesting problem? All the people who were stars on his show, they don't claim any of this.
Yeah, what was the wife's name on the show?
Felicia Rashad.
Yeah, she tweeted the other day to him. I saw that tweet.
Well, she said he was fine.
Yeah.
That it was just fun. And she worked with him on two different shows.
I know one of the characters that didn't like him, the young girl or something. She spoke up, or whatever. What was that? Remember that while back, and she's not talking to him.
I don't know. You know,
I don't think he'd done anything to her. I just don't think she likes the whole situation.
I think had it not been Bill Cosby, this would not have happened.
Well, you know why? Plus, he's supposed to be one of those famous mans. Like, he was done nothing wrong. He was a doctor, and he talked. He did all these speeches, and went around and traveled. And
but should that condemn you?
Huh?
Should that condemn you?
No, but I mean, I think they just probably died because he was Dr. Huxtable, you know. And
well, it didn't work for him.
Yeah, you know. I know.
Spent 3 years in the clink.
Yeah. Well, like I said, hopefully he didn't do it. Only him and God knows.
Well, speaking of crimes, the Trump Organization's now been criminally charged.
Oh, that's nonsense. That needs to be thrown out. Throw it out of the courtroom.
Well, it's in the courtroom now.
It needs to be thrown out.
And his chief financial officer has been indicted.
See, come on. He's not the president right now anymore. Just let him go.
He can be indicted.
Huh?
He can be indicted.
Why, though?
He's possibly committed a crime here.
Like what?
Tax fraud.
I know. Do you think he did tax fraud, Angie?
Well, why do you think the state of New York
is... Well, what about Biden? Why come they're not going after Biden and his family?
What does that... Who's talking about Biden?
Because his son...
Well, now, wait a minute. See, who was talking about Joe Biden?
Me. I just brought it up. I said,
is Joe Biden indicted?
But they should. They should investigate him and his family.
He's a sitting president. You can't indict a president.
I know. But wait till he gets out, then he'll get indicted.
Okay. Well, but he's not right now. So the person who was indicted this week was the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization and the Trump Organization, which has never happened with a former president.
Well, hopefully they'll throw it out like they did the impeachment.
A tax person today said it's an overwhelmingly strong case.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Why?
Because they have the records. They subpoenaed them, and Trump blocked it for years while he was president because he controlled the IRS. When Biden got in there, he unblocked it and said, send the information over.
So that's why they're saying Trump didn't want to show his taxes?
Looks that way.
Can you throw an old president in prison?
Yep.
Well, I'm sure he'll have like a nice room too. That's like the rest of them.
Why don't he's not indicted yet? But it could.
Matter of fact, Trump has just built his own prison to stay in.
Well, what the problem here is, he could end up absolutely broke because this is his company. Who wants to do business with a company that's indicted? And also, they could shut the company down.
You know what? I never understood why he put Trump Tower in a liberal area. When he's not a Democrat.
Well, he was.
Oh, that's right. He was, wasn't he? Yeah, he was, didn't he? You're right. Never mind. That's probably why. Because, you know, I was wondering why he put it in New York. That's right. I forgot he was. Never mind. That's why he did it.
Did he just flip to become president?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
Depended on the time of year or something with him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just thought about that the other day. Came to me. I said, why is
people like him, and that's fine. But I, you know, again, I tried to tell people what was going to happen last election, and you just try to tell people the truth, and hey.
I mean, I think he's done a good job as president. I mean, I ain't saying he's done 100% good. I mean, he has some bads and goods, but I thought he was doing good.
The list came out this past week.
He was doing good.
The first list came out this past week. He's next to last.
And who's last, Mama?
No, I think Franklin Pierce is last.
Who's that?
Hey, but good news for us, and Marion Harding's moving up.
He's Pierce.
There you go.
He was like, wasn't he like an independent?
I mean, he was a president, but didn't do much.
For how long?
Like four years?
4 years.
Was it 4 years?
He had a term, yeah.
Oh. I don't think I ever heard of
him. But Harding is no longer third from the bottom.
You know what I think they should do? They should make the president for life, just like they do the Supreme Court.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You know?
The problem with... I'll tell you what the problem was with... Forget about the politics.
Oh, I got the booze here.
What?
Scott, you heard the booze on the television. I just heard a booze in here.
Well, I don't know why you'd want to be president for life. That's the whole reason we got away from England.
Well, then why do we have the justice system for life? That's dumb. For the Supreme Court.
Why do they have life appointments?
Yeah.
Because you don't want them swayed by elections.
Is that why they do it? Oh. I just wonder why they did it. I never knew that. Did you?
No.
Plus, a lot of them do retire. They don't stay in there till they die.
Well, what's her face stayed in until she died?
Well, she had a different idea. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, every time I saw her face, woo, she looked angry all the time.
Maybe she was.
I don't know.
But all I'm saying is you look at these presidents and, you know, it's good that we have turnover.
Yeah.
Let's see what a new guy can do. And maybe someday let's see what a woman can do.
Right. I think so. I think we're time. You know, I am, speaking of our governor, what is her name again?
Who was speaking of governor?
No, I mean,
Nan Whaley.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for her.
She was on the show yesterday.
Was she?
Yes.
I'm going to put my numbers down on her.
Well, you got DeWine on one side. How do you feel about him, current governor?
You know, he did okay during the pandemic a little bit, but he was doing good, and then he just went off the deep end. So I give him an F.
Really off the deep end, apparently.
Yeah.
What about Renacci?
No.
I think Nan Whaley has a good chance of...
Well, I think she might, because I think the Republicans are going to tear themselves apart.
Because I'll tell you why I'm giving him an F. Okay, hear me out here. You know when they was doing, you know, everybody's getting his shots, you know, and then they can win the $1 million. They could have took all that $1 million and spread it out to everybody in Ohio, not just one person. They should have spread that millions of dollars and give everybody a check in Ohio.
But how could he get his picture taken with the winner that way?
I know. And that's what really, really, really set me off about him. I was like, seriously? And, you know, I'm not saying it's rigged. It could have been rigged. I don't know. But, come on.
I think they looked at the people and then picked. Yeah. I don't think they randomly drew them. There is absolutely no way they did that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's had a tough time. I'll say that for him.
Tough time for what?
I mean, I wouldn't want to have been governor during a pandemic.
Well, no, nobody wants to be a governor in a pandemic, but you know what? Use your smarts. I mean, when you have millions of dollars and you have people...
Well, how do you get the vaccine numbers up?
Huh?
How do you get these numbers up?
By spreading the millions of dollars to everybody.
Like incentives.
Yeah.
Like little incentives. Just like, I mean, people have gotten $100, $200 for getting the vaccine. You know what? When I got the vaccine, I got it probably back in January. I had to pay $10 when I got the vaccine.
Yeah, but people
Why
don't
did I
want,
have to pay $10?
Right, but people don't want it made mandatory.
Yeah. Huh?
People don't want it made mandatory.
No, but I'm still saying, you know, the millions of dollars, it was a bribe, basically, in a way. You bribe people to go.
It's not a bribe, because you don't have to enter. And you also don't have to get the vaccine.
Well, what do they call it, then?
Incentive.
Incentive, okay. Well, the incentive was too much just to give $1 million to one person. They should have spread those millions of dollars, just like I said, and Angie just said, and give it to everybody.
I'm saying the man is getting a lot of criticism because he has the power. And you know what? You got to get these numbers up. We're not even at 50%. And he doesn't want on his watch during his election.
He's not going to do it the way he did it.
Well, apparently it ain't going to happen.
Exactly. Because you know why? Because he messed up.
Well, but it's not happening in any state.
He messed up.
Nobody's doing it.
Well, you know what? Like I said, he could have spread that money out to everybody.
I don't know. I don't know what you do. I guess if you don't like him, you can vote him out.
Oh, absolutely, I'm voting him out. You don't have to say that twice.
But he might come back.
He's not getting
my politician for a long time.
Well, you know what? He needs to retire anyway. I mean, what is he? 100? I mean, I don't know. How old is he?
100. Yes, I mean, he's 100 years old.
No,
he's in his 70s.
Well, I mean, he's been an attorney for a long time. You know, he just needs to retire. Don't you think?
I thought you were the one day who said, oh, age should not matter if you want to keep going.
I did, but...
unless you're governor.
No, I'm just really fed up how he did this $1 million thing. I don't think it was...
Vote him out!
I don't think it's right. Angie, you agree, right?
Yeah, I wish there would have been, like, smaller incentives for everybody.
Did you vote for him the first time?
I did.
Oh, you did not. I was there.
I don't have a clue.
No, I did not. I did not vote for him for the first. I'm just joking. No, I did not. I was never a big fan of him at all, and I'm really not a big fan of him now. Right now, the way he handled this pandemic.
Well, we'll see what happens.
He didn't even handle the pandemic correctly in Ohio.
I don't know. I'm not in his shoes.
I mean,
I know he has good ice cream socials.
He didn't answer people's questions correctly when people asked him questions about the pandemic.
I don't know. He has blue glasses. What can you say? The governor. All right. Well, you got any words for the holiday for people? Be safe. Don't drink too much and drive. Because you don't drink and drive on holidays. That is illegal.
Or drink and shoot off fireworks.
Well, fireworks are illegal, too, and you encouraged people to do that earlier.
What?
You said, go light them off.
No, I mean, I'm just saying we should give a little bit of leeway on holidays.
Well, it's illegal still.
Well, I guess I'm you know.
You know, you'll be in that Philadelphia prison cell.
No, seriously.
They got a cell open now.
No, seriously, I mean, be careful out there. Don't drive. You know, I saw that on the Facebook the other day, that the state troopers are trying to,
you know, we're
on the roads more.
On the news report today on the station.
You said that too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I saw it on Facebook too.
Yeah.
On Channel 6.
It's good you listen. Go ahead, Angie. What's your word for the 4th?
That's very
easy. Just be safe. Don't drink and drive.
Yeah, see? We have the same thing.
Don't drink and light off fireworks.
Oh. Don't do anything illegal. That's all there is to it. And pick up a book this weekend, or pick up your Google, and say Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, and learn a little bit about what this day is really all about, and then go have your hot dogs and shoot your fireworks.
Well, our governor is trying to make it legal to light off fireworks.
But not now. It's not there.
But he's going to. We have the Stand the Ground rule, too, now. I'm getting my CCW, folks.
You know, there's a physical involved with that.
Here we go. There's a physical for everything. Why does it have to be physical for everything? Why?
Well, because you don't want people like you shooting themselves in the head.
I'm not mental health.
You will be after you shoot yourself in the head. All right. 4th of July. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful 4th of July. And we will not be on Tuesday. That is an observed...
Monday.
Yeah, we will be on Tuesday.
Well, I was saying, what are you taking the extra day off there, Stacey?
Somebody needs to call and tell me it's time for a break.
Have you been drinking?
Well, I won't be lighting any fireworks off.
I'm glad he's not driving tonight.
No, but I'll tell you what I am doing for this 4th of July Eve. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Marion from the WWGH News Chopper. If you would like to ever submit a news tip or an event to the WWGH News Department, email Scott at WWGH1071.com and watch out for the chopper.
And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All 3 times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him.